This conference will.
And the title was, "How Are You Leading Your Team?" And I thought it was so appropriate for all of us because, you know, we've been talking about bringing in these new all-star strategies, how to bring them in, how to communicate with people, how to sell the all-star pack, all these strategies that are out there. And we can do more of that if people want to do a Monday call on that. I'm not sure we isolated just exclusively on that topic. But the idea is that we're all going out there now and signing up new all-stars. And I know a lot of you are doing it because the numbers of all-stars, I told somebody the first 2 days of this business period, more all-stars came into my organization than in the last 2 business periods together. Now, if that doesn't tell you what's going on out there. So there, and Manatech had some astronomical number of all-stars that came in over the first weekend after this new economic stimulus plan took place. So we know that we know it's working out there, that people are really signing up a ton of people at the $499 level, and it's exciting to see it happen. It's exciting to watch the upgrades that are taking place as well. And those upgrades, you know, you can't even trace those, but Manatech knows because they have the shipping records of how many new all-stars, you know, all-star upgrades are shipping out as well. So we know that people are, you know, out there bringing on new all-stars, So the question becomes, what are you doing with them? And the reality is that, you know, we have to look at what kind of structure we have in place on managing these new all-stars and taking them forward in a direction that's going to serve them and serve you. Because if you don't serve them, it's never going to serve you. They take a priority in terms of, I need to meet their needs. So let's take a peek at that. And what I did in the outline is just kind of looked at network marketing overall, just as a concept. We know that network marketing requires many different skills. Like, number one, we have to have marketing skills because we need to find those, you know, who are we going to approach? We have to go out and figure out ways of marketing, and there's just 101 ways of doing it. We had an economic stimulus meeting at our house on Thursday night. I went to a job fair on Thursday afternoon. I'm doing phone call, radio spots. I mean, I have like all this stuff going on, you know, and there's just so many mechanisms to go out and reach out and find new people. And every single time I go on a trip now, Lydia sees me, I bring home at least 2 new business cards. And I wasn't doing that in the past necessarily, but now it's like mandatory. Whoever sits next to me on the airplane, you know what? They're going to hear about Manatech's new plan. They may not hear about it on the plane, because I do the Michael Oliver role. I build relationships with people, and I have so much fun with them. It's just a blast. And then from there, I take it to the next step. But so it's everybody's a little bit different, but it's fun to be out there doing this with people, and I'm meeting, I'm not kidding, some really dynamic, quality people. It's just fun. So we're just finding a lot of different ways, but that's marketing. That's a marketing skill. So we need to have marketing skills. Number two, we need presenting skills. In other words, we need to develop ways of communicating effectively solutions that we have for our potential partners' problems. And so that's a mechanism we need to develop. Now we have to develop a new one. A lot of you are, you know, maybe stumbling a little bit about how do I present this $499 plan. I don't have my presentation down. And that just takes timing. It just takes, you know, go and do more and more presentations, and you're going to develop the expertise in doing that. So that's what we want to do, is we want to get to a point where we've done it a lot, and that's going to just make you better and better, and you're going to grow more confidence with your presentation style. The third thing, of course, we need to be able to close people. We have to be able to get the deal closed, and these calls on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday with closing calls, I think are just terrific for you to help people, you know, really get it and get a further flavor for what's going on in Manatech and help people get closed. So we're using those with prospects. I don't have any numbers back yet from the field, but I'm waiting to hear back from people to say, where are they, how are they doing, is it effective for them? I think those calls on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday also help you guys as associates. I mean, if you feel like you're getting a little glum about doing this and getting to Costa Rica, just listen to one of those calls. You can get on there by yourself. You don't have to have a prospect, although my request would be to use it by getting prospects. But, you know, those they can just help you get enthusiasm built back up for the whole process as well. And then the fourth thing is really leadership. That's a skill we all need. We need leadership in 101 ways, not just with Manatech. I think leadership is critically important. All of us need to step into leadership roles, and it doesn't matter how you perceive yourself. If you had a child, you've been in a leadership role. So no matter what you want to call yourself, you're all leaders. And it's just, how do I perfect or how do I improve my leadership abilities? So, and that gets to do with, too, how do I deal with my brand new all-stars? I have to play a leadership role with them. So what does that look like, smell like, taste like, feel like for us? The standard problem in most network marketers is what? And most network marketers don't have any clue what to do with their new people. And the problem behind that is not just you failing at your leadership and guidance with a new person, but everything you do becomes duplicatable. So what happens is whatever you do, the next person's going to do, and the next. So if you're ineffective, you're going to create a massive level of ineffectiveness throughout your entire organization. So you give people roadmaps on how to be ineffective instead of roadmaps on how to be effective. And you start evaluating that and looking at that in your business that you've grown over the years with Manatech, and maybe you can see that, wow, that's been a serious flaw for me, that I never had a plan, I never had a strategy, I didn't have a system. So, you know, that's exactly what I've instilled in people. And what is that? Calvert, in his article, he called it, he said, most people don't have any kind of plan or any kind of roadmap, and he says the whole basic premise, they go sick'em training is what they call it, and I thought that was kind of cute. Go sick'em training. In other words, we try to teach people to just go out and be pit bulldogs, you know, and that doesn't work. But statistics show that that's typically what happens with most networkers. So the bottom line is that we're in the midst of an industry of network marketing that it's the blind leading the blind. And our job as leaders is to give people a track to run on. So let's look at the four classic leadership styles. And most of us have a dominant style of those four classic leadership styles. Now, these are different than the personality types, so you'll see some similarities between them. And I would probably guarantee you that depending on your personality quadrant you're in, you probably fit in the closest leadership style that comes out of Calvert's article. But here's the four different personality styles. And again, each one of us can have a mixture of these, and that's truly the goal. But most of us have a dominant style. And what we have to do is really watch and be careful about allowing that dominant style to take over us instead of being effective by utilizing all the different all the different leadership styles. The first leadership style we can call delegating, and these are distributors. They bring in new people into the program and have them call cold lead lists immediately. In other words, you bring in a brand new person, you go, okay, here's a cold kill list, you can buy these cold leads, and then all you do is you call them, and you just, you know, dial a lot of numbers, and eventually you'll get some yeses. And the problem with delegating or some other activity that we try to say, oh, have a home party or start calling people. Somebody on one of my coaching calls just today was talking to me about how she signed somebody up. She gave her the paperwork, walked away from the meeting, and the woman got in her car, and on her way home she called a couple people to try to get them registered. And she failed so miserably that when she got home she called back my person in my downline and said, could we hold off on that paperwork because I just don't think, I'm worried. See, what happened is she didn't have any training and she was immediately calling people. Now, that wasn't because my person who just signed her up or got her paperwork told her to start calling people, but what she probably didn't do is tell her not to call anyone until you get trained. So we sometimes have people that want to jump out of the back so fast, and then when they jump out so fast, what happens is they're not very effective because they haven't been trained. So what you want to do, the delegating style is a real problem because delegating activities and responsibilities to brand new people too soon can be a major, major mistake. You either lose them or perhaps they end up calling you back and not even letting you register them if they get that quick out of the box. So the idea is stay away from that delegating style for those new, but it is a style that we like to tell people and delegate, and there's a place and time for that. It's just one of those leadership styles that if you find that that's what you're doing with brand new people, it's not going to work very well, and that's why it's been ineffective for you. A second leadership style is what we call supporting, and this is clearly the most dominant leadership style of most network marketers. In other words, you sign somebody up as a brand new all-star, you get them some materials, and you say to them, you know what, I'm totally here to be a support system to you. Whenever you need me, if you want to do a three-way call or you want to, you know, I'm ready to help you with whatever you need. Well, what's the problem with that? That the brand new person has no idea what they need. They have no idea. So you're ready and willing to help support somebody, but you're ready and willing to support somebody who can't even tell you where they need support because they don't have any clue what they need support with. I love it when people say, oh, yeah, here's a classic dominant supporter. She'll say, okay, let me know if I can help you. If you'd like for me to do some three-way calls with you, just give me a call. Let me know. And the new person is sitting back there listening to this, and in the back of their head they're going, so what is a three-way call? We're so out of touch with newness because we know what a three-way call is, and we've been doing them for 5 years, that we fail to recognize the fact that a brand new person has no clue what a three-way call is. So important for us to put ourselves in the shoes of that new person and take on more than a supporting role as we get started, because that support, the concept of support, is something that is great to have for people, but people who are brand new don't know what they don't know and don't know what they need in order to be successful. Most of them. And so we can get caught up in that great level of support without really helping people the way they need to be helped. A third leadership style is something we call coaching. And these are leaders that have a tell, show, do type attitude and approach to the business. They tell the person what they want them to do, they show them how to do it, and they do it with them. They coach and monitor systems. Okay, so they'll put together a system and they coach and monitor systems. Unfortunately, most financially successful network marketers have not built their business based upon systems. So in other words, most of network marketers have kind of grown their business by the seat of their pants approach, built based on their own drive, their own determination, and their own work ethic. Do you see that not true in Manatech as well? You can see some of these people that are really successful. They are very driven. They're very determined. They have incredible work ethic, and that's exactly what you know. You look at them, and you can tell that's what's caused them to be successful. But the problem is that personality, which is what drive, determination, work ethic, all comes out of the is not something that's duplicatable. So they need to sit back and they need to develop systems. We need to have a core system. In other words, what's my core system in doing this business? You know, it can't be see the pants, just talk to anybody. Lifestyle marketing. I mean, that might be an aspect of a core system that you have, but you need to have something more substantial than that. You have to give people direction on what does this look like, what's the path to run on, you know, how do I get started, how do I do my training and my learning, how do I understand about the products, how do I make my warm list, how do all these things. You have to have all that directional stuff up front, and then you need a core system. You need to have something so that you can coach somebody from that system. So a system might be something like creating results, that system that came out a year ago, or the ICANN system, which we came up with, or the ICANN Lose Fat system, or it could be the new system that I put out there that's Just Get To Twice. It's a track that you can put people on that tells them what their direction is so that they know what to expect. They know what to expect. They know what's going to be required of them to make this work. You know, in other words, in the first full business period, they're going to find two new all-stars. So they got a track. They know exactly what their track is. So they have a system to work on. You also need, in coaching, you also need to have systems to support that. And a lot of you are familiar with my double CD set, that's Systems to Build Your Network Marketing Business. And that's a great double CD set. And if you haven't gotten it, I suggest you go to DupaPack and get it and start implementing it. It tells you everything from A to Z, you know, how to have bookends on your day. What do you do your first 15 minutes? What do you do your last 15 minutes? You know, how do you tackle your emails so that you don't have 4,000 messages in your email bank? How do you work with retention and reactivation programs? All the things, Success Tracker, Utilizing Success, all these things it talks about, and it helps you develop systems that just make you more efficient and effective in what you're doing. That's in addition to the system of my system on how do I go from point A to point B, how do I go from a new sign up to presidential. I have a system to get you there. And then what are the systems that are going to support me inherently in making me more effective? So those are the kind of things that are lacking in many people's businesses, and it makes it tough because it's hard to be a coach in a leadership style if you're coaching people to do it by the seat of their pants. It's not effective. And your personality, no matter how effective you are, your personality is not duplicatable. They have to work within their personality, so they need a track to run on that supports them from where they are. And the fourth leadership style is what we call directional. And directional leaders can come across as very much as bosses. Most people don't want a boss. That's why they're choosing network marketing, because they're tired of being in the job world. They want to be an entrepreneur, so they don't want a boss. But however, the directional leaders with proven systems are in place are the best at getting new people started and in action. Why? Because what happens is they're there to say, hey, this is what you need to do. Step one, this is what you do. Let's make sure you do it. You put a deadline on it, a time frame, and you get it done. Step two, this is what you need to do. Put a time frame on it, and you get it done. It's a great way, and number one way, to work with new all-stars. Because why? Because you're truly creating results for them immediately. And you're getting the accountability down that the person has to. If she's not going to jump through hoop one, you're not going to get her through the fourth hoop. So you got to make sure you hit the hoops in the right order, and that's how you become a directional leader. It's about being a boss and telling them exactly what they knew, what the time frame they have to do, da 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 da. And you're supporting, you're getting into this encouragement, right? You tend to be more of control freaks, and some of these people that are directional leaders have a hard time eventually shifting, but we'll talk about that as well, because they need to be shifting into encouragers and supporters and eventually delegating to their team members. But at the very beginning stages of their network marketing business, directional leaders are terrific, because they're the ones that really get down the system and go step one, step two, step three, step four, and get it clear. So those are the four types. Does everybody have an idea? Can you guys see which one you fit in? Anyone want to share what they think they are? Are you more of a delegator, a supporter, a directional, or a coach? Anyone out there want to, after we've gone through those four, anyone want to share what they see themselves as?
It's Matilda here again. I think I see myself as the delegating type, especially since I looked at your Get To Twice program, then I thought, oh my, like, this is where I've made my mistake. I haven't been a support. I've said, okay, I'm here, but they don't know what they need, and they're just, so right. Now they're not doing anything, and I'm like, okay, so now what do I do, you know?
Okay, yeah, you just delegate, and they're all looking at you like, okay, yeah, well, what? You know, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me to make these cold calls. Tell me to call 20 people on my warm list, but how do I do that? What do I say? Yeah. Yeah, great, Matilda, great share. Yep.
This is Nancy, and I definitely am in the supporting group, and
yep.
Did not recognize it until right now, and boy, do I have to go back and maybe even do some groveling. So
yeah, there you go. Groveling's okay. Humility is a great character trait. Okay, and sometimes we need to do that to go back and say, you know what? I think I managed you totally wrong. Let me go back and let's start over on this, and let's start with step one. You know, let me be there, the kind of leader you need me to be for you at this stage. Okay, great. Well, good. So, you know, and we all have dominant styles, so we all fit in one of those categories or another, because it's automatic. It's just who we are as human beings. It's kind of what our personality is fits us in different leadership styles. But as a network marketing leader, you can see how each of those styles can play a role. And that's the important thing for us to start understanding. It's understanding that at each step of the process, depending on how much time, the level of business, level that people have rose to, their level of success, their you know, the things that they've grown to become, that's our leadership style needs to shift with people. So we can't be the same leader to everyone. Does that make sense? That's why you feel a different sense around a brand new person versus somebody that's been, you know, out with you and working with you for 5 or 6 years. We talk about the transition we need to make when we first begin in network marketing, and it was a major transition for me, because when I first got involved, I was just a classic promoter. I was just out there having as many meetings as I can, talking to as many people, you know, and I became a supporter of the people I brought on to help, you know, very much a supporter. You know, I was constantly in support, but I wasn't very directional. I was more support. You know, so I did all that. And then as I grew my business and as more and more people, you know, I tried to, you know, tie in some kind of system, but I wasn't very good at that. I wasn't a big systems person in my early stages, and that's why I think I stumbled a lot in the early stages. But then as all my people started growing, of course, I had to learn how to coach them. So I actually took coaching classes from some outside people to really learn how to coach, read some good books around that. So I became a big coaching queen. Well, the problem today is that I've been doing that for so long that now that I'm back in the realm of I'm out there finding, you know, signing up new all-stars and not, you know, allocating them to people in my downline, I'm trying to bring my new all-stars along as well, and I'm finding myself, oh, my gosh, I can't coach my new all-stars. They don't need coaching from me. What they need is what? They need directionality. They need me to go back to being a directional leader. So I have to shift who I am in my leadership style for the people based on their experience level in network marketing and how effective they've become. Because some people could be with you for 5 years and you still need to be directional with them because they're not following the system, right? And you need to go, you know what, John, I want you to start over and here's step one, do step one. Some of you can look at your downline right now and say, do you know why they're in Manatech? Have they ever filled out their why or their vision sheet? And if they haven't done that, that's part of that directional leadership they lacked right up front. We never got them to tell us why and fill out the form of why. That's step one. We want to have it really crystal clear of why they're involved with Manatech. So maybe you need to go back to some of those people and say, you know what? And go ahead. Somebody has something to say? Yeah, I think the accidental. But here's what you want to do. You have a great opportunity with Costa Rica. When you get your group of people together, like I suggested, either by phone, conference call, or in your home around Costa Rica, you know, go back to some of these basics. You haven't, just because you may not have done it in the past, you can always start anew. There's never, ever, ever a time in your life you can't change. You can always adopt change. And change is good because it gives you a better approach. So let's talk about how these four leadership flow throughout the process of bringing along a new person in your organization. So how we need to behave and what leadership style we need to exhibit based on where the person is. As I said in the outline, you know, some of this might sound a little confusing to you, but it really is quite simple after you get the hang of it. It's kind of what you're going to do is you're going to understand a logical, sequential process of developing people and future leaders on your team. And that's what we all need to do. So people don't get stuck in a whirlpool just, you know, swimming around in circles and swirling around. We want to have a progression of people in their development. So first and foremost, when people first join your team, they not only do they need, but they also want directional leadership. And remember what directional leadership was, they can come across as bossy. Most people don't want a boss, but you know what? When somebody steps into a brand new arena that they don't know a lot about, first and foremost, what do they want? A boss. They want somebody to say, step one, boom, you're going to do this. And you put a time frame around it. Okay, step one, let's do this. In fact, after reading this article, I'm working with one of my brand new all-stars today, and I'm going to send him a step one sheet and say, okay, where's that? And I already gave him some documents when I first met with him, but yeah, I haven't gotten it, so I still need the why. I need him to get the why back. And I'm just going to go through that step one, and I'm going to have my little chart just and fill in the date that they accomplish it. I'm not going to give him a chart of 20 steps that he has to follow because that can be overwhelming for him to look at, but I'm going to keep track of the chart. So it's about me it is a coaching type, but leading him along that step-by-step process and making sure that I force myself to go through all the steps necessary to get him where he needs to be so that he can see that. And I don't mind sharing when he gets his first, you know, new all-star, I will hand him the sheet that I developed for him and say, this is exactly how I worked with you, and you can work with him the same way. See how that works? Kind of cool. So anyway, so what they need and they want is they want directional leadership from you. They need for you to lay out their first assignment. So what's a first assignment once somebody signs up? You want to get their why down. I think most of us work on that basis. I don't think that's anything different than, but maybe you don't. You have your own step-by-step, but why is so crucial so that they have it clear, you have it clear, and you can as you go down the road, you're going to be able to be a better supporter leader and a better coaching leader to them because you know their why. So lay out their step assignment, step by step by step. So, and what Calvert suggests in his article is he suggests that the first 90 days of any new person is all about, you know, making sure that you're a directional leader, that you're very strong in that area, proven steps to get their business off the ground and moving forward. So think about that. Think about how you establish that kind of leadership with them in the first 90 days. And if you look at my Just Get to plan, in the first 90 days, what are they doing? Number one, they're earning a Costa Rica trip. Number two, you're acting as a total support, which could be, you know, that's just, support doesn't mean a supporting leadership style. It means you're a support. So that means you're stepping in, but now you know that the emphasis should be on directional leadership style instead of, you know, okay, just delegate to them, tell them to go do this. Well, you know, there's certain things you can delegate to them because they need to work with their new all-stars, but you would teach them directional leadership is what you're doing. You're going to be supporting them by being a directional leader and teaching them directional leadership as well. And if you do that, you're going to really grow that business in an effective way. So for the first 90 days, you can say, hey, I'm tracking on directional leadership. What Calvert talked about in his article was he says, I call it playing ball. You throw the ball to them, they complete the task, or they throw the ball back. It's just kind of a back and forth relationship. Teacher-student relationship is created from day one and maintained until you have developed a leader who you can then take to the next step. But directional leadership from day one is where most distributors drop the ball. That's exactly what Calvert says. We fail as directional leaders. And we can all look at that in our history and say, maybe that's what's gone on with me. I've just jumped right into being a supporter role instead of directional. I didn't like people telling me what to do, so I wasn't going to tell them what to do. And, you know, you can grow network marketing any way you want. Well, but people are brand new. They don't even know where to start. So people tend to want to support their new distributor instead of being directional. New distributors don't need a friend, they need a leader. They're not looking for a friend, they're needing a leader that's going to help them get their business on the right foot and moving forward. So again, you don't want to be that supporter leader where you're just, you know, tell them what to do with jargon and terminology they never heard before. They're looking for someone who rolls up their sleeves and goes to work with them, someone with a tell, show, do mentality who acts like they've done it before. That fits within our realm of just get to. Also, because what did I tell you to do about the warm list? I told you to sit down and do the warm list with them. Follow this. That's directional leadership. It's about being there, be with, sit with them. It's the tell, show, do mentality so that they have confidence that you've done this before, you know what you're doing, and you're right there at their elbow to help support them accomplish the same results. So the mentality that you're giving them, which is what people look for in the early stages, is a follow me and I'll take you where you want to go mentality. Not a cheerleader. You rah, rah, yes, you can win Costa Rica. Just go out and talk to a lot of people. See what we do? Does that sound like us? Yeah. Just make your warm list and go and call those people. No. What does a directional leader do? He's on every phone call with them. He's out to lunch with them. He takes them to meetings. He's right there. Remember? Directional leader, the boss. You're taking him. It's a tell, show, do mentality. It's not about being a cheerleader. It's tell, show, do. So when you first sponsor a new person in your team, you need to provide them with strong directional leadership, at least for the first 90 days. Okay? So everybody get that? Clear? How many of you feel like that's maybe something that's been lacking for you? Anyone?
I'll confess.
Thanks. Yeah, true, isn't it? Can you see how it might make a difference in your progress and your success with network marketing? Can you see the validity to this?
This is really critical out there too. And Mary Jo, could I ask that on this, you said with a new associate that you are the one that keep the sheet, et cetera, for them to help them in those areas. If you have a sheet worked out on that, could you share that with those of us so we know how to do it?
You mean what I would do as step one, step two, step three, step four?
Right.
Is that what you're talking about? I have no problem showing you my sheet. Yeah. But again, you can pick your own steps. You don't have to follow Mary Jo's. Mine are going to be totally consistent with the system I'm using now, which is just find two who get two. Okay? So people who want to get to Costa Rica, just get two, and, yeah, put those steps together that I go through. Absolutely. I have no problem sharing that with you, right?
Thank you.
We can do that. We can send that out this afternoon. Yep.
Mary Jo?
Are those the steps that you have that lead them into understanding what they need to know before they address the new people they're going to approach?
Yeah. There's steps that allow them. Now, remember, number one, some of the steps are training steps so that they understand what Manatech is, what the company is, what it's about to share with people, understand how to share with people. But understand that as a directional leader, I don't want them sharing with anyone without me being there with them for the first number of five or six people that they talk to. I don't want them to do it by themselves.
Okay.
I want to do a three-way call. I want to take them out to lunch. Now they can talk to somebody and say, you know what? Can you go out to lunch with me? I really want to share with you something, and a good friend of mine's coming with. And they can do that. But I don't want them presenting without me being present, so they can see how it's done. They can see it in action. It's the remember tell show do approach, directional leadership.
Mary Jo, how do you do that long distance with people?
You were going to ask that question. Here's how you do it. You do it by three-way calling.
Okay.
You do it by three-way calling so that you get them on a three-way call. You say, you know what, I want you to contact some people and set up a call with them where the three of us can talk. So, boom, we do a three-way call.
Okay.
Hey, Mary Jo.
You can choose to send them to a couple websites first before they get on that through, but you don't want them ever getting into a posture where they're sharing with that person all by themselves, because you know what's the likelihood of them being successful? Slim to nil. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to respond to objections. They don't know. They're brand spanking new, and we just send them out there to get slaughtered, and we shouldn't be doing that. We're very effective. Some of you go, well, Mary Jo, I don't know. I don't think I can respond to objections very well. I said, take my objection training on Manatrain. You know, listen to that. And then get ready and prepared to do that. Because it's not hard. It's just coming from your heart and loving on people. And then each time you do that with somebody on a three-way call, or you go out to dinner or lunch with them as a group, what you do at the end of it, which is what I love to do, after the prospect leaves, you spend some more time with your associate. And you go, let's talk about what just happened. And you get their feedback on what they saw and what they learned and where did you have questions. You always get them to talk first. We like to overwhelm people. Then you come back and say, well, here's what I saw. Notice this. These are the things I want you to take away from this experience. And I would give them three or four things that were important to take away from that experience. And they'll go, wow, that's great, I get it. So I saw, Mary Jo, how you shifted from here to here, how the minute the person said that, even though it was kind of obnoxious, you honored and respected their opinion. And that's what allowed them to just talk it through until they kind of convinced themselves. And, that, you know, you see what I'm saying? You can show them how you work with people so that they can see how they can work with people. Because if they don't learn those skills from you, if they don't have that directional leadership, show, do, they're going to fail miserably. They might get all their relatives in. How many of you have gotten people that got on board, signed up all their relatives, friends, and then quit? That's the classic. You never trained them. You never gave them directional leadership about how to talk to a brand new person. And they need to understand how to do that. So that's a big part of the process as well. Okay? So everybody got clarity around that directional leadership? Does it take more of your time and energy? Absolutely. That's why in my new program, Just Get To Twice, what is it about? You go out and market like the Dickens, and then your next step is what? Support, support, support. Because you don't want to be selfishly going out and constantly marketing all the time when you need tremendous support for those people. Now, support, remember, the word support doesn't mean support leadership style. It means you're supporting them through directional leadership, but you're spending your energy with them. That's what's running your Manatech business, is you're giving them the time and energy it takes in their first 60 or 90 days so that they are so well-trained and so well-adjusted that they really can go and be a duplicate of you out there instead of go out there and just flail. Everybody get that? Problems, issues? Is this insightful for you guys? Does this make some sense?
Mary Jo?
Mm-hmm.
This is Susan. Yeah, this is really very good. And I was just wondering, the list of things that you were talking about for the directional leadership, do you have a chart that you're using that you check off?
I'm using it. Well, I'm just starting my new all-star I'm meeting with today. I have two new all-stars. One of them we just signed up like Thursday, and the other one I signed up a week ago, but we haven't had a chance to meet. But after I reviewed this article and did all this planning, I said, I know exactly what I'm going to do. And so I've developed a step-by-step that I've never used it before, but I already had an idea of, you know, where I was going to, you know, how I was going to work with them. I just think it's important for me to have a document that I keep in a three-ring binder that shows me where I am to make sure I, as a directional leader, stay on track. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because otherwise I think I will get lost in it. Because what happens to us is we go meet with somebody as a new all-star, and they put us off on a tangent. They have an idea, and we go, oh, yeah, let's go chase that. And we start chasing bunny trails, and we forget about the core principles that we haven't brought them through. And we leave that behind because we get so excited about, you know, going off on this path. And I think we miss that so much.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give them the foundation. And then 6 months later, we wonder why they're not very effective because we never laid the foundation for them.
Right.
We never, yeah.
I'm just thinking that, you know, if people really move through that faster track, like where they're signing up their two in their first week and then moving, you know.
You have no chance. You have no chance.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be really good to have a checklist kind of thing that a brand new associate, as we're training them with directional guidance, that they have this checklist so that they'll know what to do as they're moving into the training, you know, supporting their new people.
Well, I think Susan, I think you stay with that step-by-step checklist for yourself to work with that new person. The minute they bring on a new all-star, then they can have a copy of what you worked with them on. And you start saying, you know what, when I was working with you, here's the little, you know, assignments I gave you. You know, I gave you this assignment, this one, this one. And I'm going to give you the same list so you can do the same thing I did because you're just duplicating me. But the reason I don't want to give it to them up front because I think that some people look at a step-by-step list and they might get overwhelmed. You know, overwhelm is a big word out there today. People love to fall into overwhelm. You know, they look at a laundry list of 20 things and they just get overwhelmed. Well, I don't want them to do that. I want them to. They don't need to know what's on their step-by-step list. They just need to know that I'm a directional leader and here's your next hoop. This is what I want. I want your why list. Okay, let's get together and do your warm list. Boom, boom. You follow me? And they don't have to know that I'm working off a step-by-step. But as soon as they find their first all-star, then I would share that with them and say, okay, you know what I just put you through? You need to start working with this person, and I will support you in doing that.
And Mary Jo, you said you're going to send us a copy of that direction list?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mary Jo, I have to tell you, I've been in Manatech many years, and this is probably the best training that I have had through all of those trainings that I have had.
I agree.
It's just so clarified, and it just makes sense. And knowing where I fall in a leadership role, it just has made a whole new horizon for me. I'm just very excited. Thank you, thank
Yahoo.
You.
You bet. Okay, let's finish the rest of them, because each one of the leadership styles play out as you move forward. But the directional one is, of course, your foundational one and the most critical, because if you don't get that one down right, I'm going to tell you, you're going to go out there, and 2 years down the road, you might get to national director, but you're going to be looking around in your downline going, well, how come I don't have any leaders? You know, well, because you never gave them the foundation upon which they felt confident that they could build a foundation for somebody else. So you could grow really fast either way, but it's all going to be up to you, and you're going to get a lot of family members in your organization, but you're not going to end up with having what I would call professional people, and it doesn't mean they have a degree, it just means professional networkers. You're not going to be building into professional networkers, which is what you really want to have. Okay, so directional leadership comes first. The second leadership style that you move into is what we call the coaching mode with them, where you teach different methods of lead generation until they've mastered lead generation and recruiting. So you become a coach. You're really coaching them on you know, radio spots or other things to help them with other marketing tools and marketing ideas and all that kind of stuff, so you can really get them going. In my Just Two Who Get Two system, you can see how this coaching mode kind of kicks in about the fourth business period. When they're starting to start their next two legs, now you're going to get back into, okay, what other ways? Because you already went through your first warm list probably in your first business period to get your first two all-stars. Now we have to go out and find new ways of getting you those next two all-stars. So let's really get out there and look at different methods of lead generation and all that kind of stuff to help support you on that and coach them. So you get into that coaching mode. And coaching is really coaching them, and they're learning how they can coach others in the terms of finding their next set of all-stars or additional all-stars when somebody might drop out so that they have other lead generation ideas and marketing ideas. And there's your coaching mode. See how important the directional is up front when they're just working off their warm list? Because I guarantee you that anyone can build a warm list of at least 250 people, and out of those you should find at least two all-stars. So that's what your goal is. So you find those two all-stars, and then when you get down the road and you need to find more all-stars to build your third and fourth leg, then you need to start looking at different lead generation tools and things that are going to generate more contacts for you, and that's where you become in that coaching mode. At this point, their success depends mostly on, okay, after they go through the coaching mode, what they already know to do, so you can move more into supporting mode with them. They don't need directional leadership or coaching at this point because success comes down to just doing what they already know how to do. I find myself lingering in that supporting role now in a big way with a lot of people, key leaders in my downline, where I just, all I do is I'm kind of like the bumpers on a bowling alley. You know, my people call me and they go, oh, Mary Jo, blah, 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 and I go, you know, Sue or Ann or Carrie, I said, remember what you learned in Clemmer. What did we learn? You know, what you got here is you got a person that just is, you know, maybe claims that they're in overwhelm all the time. And what you need to do is just go back to them. What would Clemmer suggest you do? So I act as a support to just go back what you already know how to do. You're just not thinking it through. You're not thinking about what that looks like. So I try to support people and just, you know, and that's what I love to do in my coaching is ask people questions because they really have the answers. But I need to ask the questions to get them back to doing what they already know how to do. And it became really clear in my coaching calls this morning as the same issue came up. It came really clear that, hey, I need to send an email to her and say, let me give you some feedback on your beingness. And what I find in your life is that any time a change comes up, you go into overwhelm or you go into overwhelm cycle. So, you know, what is that about? You can either let your environment control your life or you can manage your environment because we all have the four-letter word L-I-F-E going on. Thank goodness we do. Or the alternative's not so hot. But the idea is that we all have life going on. We're always going to have changes. We're going to always have things that pop up and inconveniences and things that throw us off track. But you know what? The people who are successful control the environment. They don't let the environment control them. They go back and say, okay, I'm going to control, or they control themselves within the environment. You can't always control the environment, but you control yourself within the environment. So, the supporting mode becomes one of just reiterating with people and saying, you know, they'll call up and go, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do. And you go, well, wait a minute, what did we learn? What did we train you? So it becomes more of just getting them back on track, you know, putting those bumpers out and getting them back on track to do what they know they're going to do. And then at the end, they suggest that it becomes the delegating mode. So people, you know, once they're willing to devote, the numbers come out, the ratios all come together for them, they're growing their business, and then it's about you're delegating. You're just going to be basically delegating to them. You come up with new ideas, you delegate. Okay, let's delegate. Let's get you to do this, this, and this. Let's go out and move out and do this and this. I do a lot of that with my people as well. like bridal fairs and delegation, and let's do a, yeah, just like my whole concept of the Costa Rica parties. That's more of a delegating role, right? I come up with an idea and I pass it on to my leaders and go, okay, here you guys, let's go out and do Costa Rica meetings. Let's do Costa Rica parties. So it's a delegation mode. It's not, I'm not directional. I'm not tell, show, do. I'm not coaching. I'm not support, but I'm really delegating. It's an idea and delegate, idea, delegate, idea, delegate. And that's your final level when you have people who already know how to find people, how to sign them up, how to get the business going, how to be directional, how to support their people. How, now I can just become a delegational leader with that and use that style with my people who are seasoned. But notice, if they're not seasoned, it doesn't work. And so many of us try to do that. So what Calvert calls the delegation thing, he says, I call this turning over the keys to the McDonald's, right? And at that point, they know what to do. They've done it before. They know how to duplicate it. So now it's just a matter of, hey, you've got the power. I'm empowering you as a coach for you. I'm going to empower you to do what you know that it takes to do, and I'm just going to open up new possibilities for you and delegate new ideas and delegate and of course, give you the authority to run your own business. And that's where you get. Okay, so we got it, four leadership styles. I will get out a step-by-step list that you can use as a directional leader. And, of course, this is just a concept for you. You don't have to follow what Mary Jo does or is planning on doing. I'm sure that as I start working with it, I might even fine-tune it over the next few months because I plan on bringing more and more all-stars in. But, you know, it's just going to be a neat path to follow. And maybe it's time for some of you to, like I said, take a shift. Do something different. Take on a directional style of leadership with your new people and see how that doesn't serve you better, but most importantly, serve them better. Because by serving them better, you'll ultimately serve yourself better. Okay, great.
Mary Jo?
Yep.
Where did you say we could find these objection training?
Okay, there's on my manatrain.net website, which you should all be familiar with. That's where you can go to listen to any one of these Monday calls again. It's all MP3 files are posted there and the outlines there. So any call that you miss or the call you want to rehear because it's important or influential for you, you can go to manatrain.net and there's a little button on there that says training calls and you press on that. And then what you want to do, if you want to find one like how to respond to objections, because clearly you can bet that Mary Jo's done a training on that, you just go look at the list of all the titles. There's a place that says show the entire list, and look down the list and find the one that says objections. Or you could type in a search word of objections in the title, and it'll pop up the ones that were about how to respond to objections. So either way, you can do the search engine or you can just look at all the titles and find the one. And that's the one you want to just click on, and it'll play for you right on the computer. It's an MP3, so you just sit there at your computer and you listen to Mary Jo do that 45-minute training on how to respond to objections. I recommend that if you use any of those prior training calls, which now they're, I don't know, 3.5 years worth of them posted there, you also want to download or print off the outline for the call so that you can follow along in an outline just like what we do every morning, Monday morning. Make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
There you go. You bet.
And what do we ask?
Watch out. If you've never gone there before, you might spend the next month hanging out on the manatrain. I have some people that they just put it all on their iPods, they load them up, and they go work out, and they listen to Mary Jo training. But it's okay, whatever. They're all valuable, just whatever your need is. Go and look at the list and see which ones you need the most and work through them, okay?
Thank you. And also you said we could get from Duplipack the DVDs or CDs?
Well, it's a double CD set, and it has downloadable documents associated on the CDs that you can actually print off of. And what it's called is, what is it? Building Systems for Your Network Marketing Business. Systems for Your Network Marketing Business. And it's really about how to efficiently operate your network marketing business. I think you get a double CD set with downloadable documents, like tax forms and other kind of forms in there. And it's cost like $8, I think. I think it's very inexpensive. So I make a high recommendation to get those double CDs because It's about, you know, it's about bookends. I teach you what to do in your first 15 minutes that you every morning and what to do in your last 15 minutes every night before you walk away from your business. So it really helps you structure your life to have an organized, structured network marketing business. Because if you don't do that, you'll never have a balance in your life. You'll never be able to walk away at the end of a day and go and feel total relief and be able to give your all to your family, because you're going to be so caught up in everything that's going on in your business because you have left so many I's undotted and T's uncrossed. So look at that and start implementing, you know, one at a time. Don't implement all the different systems I have there in one day. It'll destroy you. It's a step-by-step approach on how to run an organized network marketing business from home. Yeah. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Absolute. Love you guys. You guys have a terrific week. Remember, third week of the business period. Next Monday, we're going to talk about approaching All-Stars. How do I get All-Stars signed up? I'll do a little bit on that because some people have asked me to really help them on how what kind of presentation we make for All-Stars. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But I'd also like to talk to you next week because it'll be the beginning of business period, the fourth week of the business period. I want to talk about Costa Rica. What do you need to be doing for the last week of business period two to win your Costa Rica trip? So I'm going to talk about specific documents to download off a success tracker, what you should be doing with them, how you should be contacting those people, what do you need to make happen by the end of business period two? Because there's just a lot of strategies involved in winning that trip, and you don't want to let a business period go by without looking at all the possibilities of how you could have accumulated points, because I can never turn back the clock for you. So we have one opportunity to do that, so that we'll talk about that next Monday as well. Okay, everybody? Love you all. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Monday.